Joining us right now is Tom Fitton. I guess we don't say happy Ash Wednesday. A contemplative Ash Wednesday to you, Tom, and a happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Julie.
Listen, amazing timing for you at Judicial Watch, Tom, where on the same day we had this finally successful vote to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. You have uncovered some stunning information thanks to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that you put forth about Mayorkas and his involvement with the Kennedy campaign.
Yeah, it was a slow, modified, limited hangout of information from the Department of Homeland Security because we began investigating and we eventually sued for records about the decision to not provide Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Secret Service protection. First, we found out there were threats. Obviously, that wasn't enough. Then we found out that Mayorkas, as law allows, has ultimate discretion, including President Biden, too. He also has discretion. And confirmed, finally, thanks to our FOIA lawsuit, that Mayorkas personally rejected the request to provide him Secret Service protection. So Mayorkas did it, and, you know, the fact that Secret Service protection is even available to candidates is a result of Kennedy's father being murdered. And the idea that the Biden gang wouldn't give him the protection to me is dangerous and vindictive and the worst type of politics.
Is that – what do you expect will be the excuse from the department and Mayorkas for this action?
Oh, they have all, you know, when you look at the internal process that they pretend to abide by, which they largely redacted from us, they have all sorts of standards that the candidates allegedly have to meet in order to obtain Secret Service protection, including poll numbers and things like that. And of course, this isn't a presidential debate. This isn't a decision whether or not to allow them into a primary debate or such. This, to me, you have to use your head. His last name is Kennedy.
Yeah.
And let's just be sensible about it. He's obviously going to be a target simply in light of his last name, an elevated target. And why on earth would any presidential administration want to risk his being assassinated because he has been threatened? What is the harm in providing him the Secret Service protection? And I think we all know what the harm is. It elevates his candidacy in a way that might harm Biden's tottering campaign.
Yep, that's 100% it. No one here is suggesting that they want, God forbid, something to happen to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But if there's a Secret Service detail, that immediately sends the message that it's a legitimate candidacy and that it deserves attention. And that's the last thing they want. They didn't even want to legitimize him to stand on the stage and debate. For God's sake, he's a Democrat. He's a lifelong Democrat. And they've been trying to marginalize him. And Julie and I don't want him to be president, by the way. I just want to make sure everyone knows that. We're not, you know, endorsing Robert Kennedy. We're just pointing out exactly what's going on there. Tom, while I've got you, because, listen, you and I had a conversation practically daily, certainly weekly, during the throes of the Russian collusion hoax back during the Trump administration. And the line had always been that the FBI was alerted by an Australian intelligence agency that George Papadopoulos had been talking about and bragging about the Trump campaign having Hillary's emails through the Russians. I'd love for you to comment on the reporting from independent journalist Michael Schellenberger yesterday that now says, according to sources that are close to the Intelligence Committee, that it was John Brennan's CIA, under the direction of Barack Obama, one must assume, who actually asked our allies in Australia and other agencies, the Five Eyes, to go out of their way and spy on 26 different members of the Trump campaign, to bump them, to interact with them, and then report back to the CIA. This all began at the direction of John Brennan's CIA.
Yeah, it would be no surprise to me if that turned out to be true. It would be consistent with what happened. But just look what we know. Christopher Steele, who was the Clinton campaign vendor, was a British intelligence guy.
Yeah.
Are we expected to presume they had no idea what he was doing? I don't buy it. And of course, given the role of, as you highlight, the Australian government in this attempt to target Trump, Plus, by the way, the Ukrainians were messing around too, as you may recall, from in 2016. So the question is, who wasn't spying on Trump? And this is what I think is very interesting about this new argument that they've made up out of whole cloth, that we can now prosecute presidents for their official acts in office. A, it leads to me, the requirement that Barack Obama be criminally investigated directly for his role in this. And you know, John Brennan, we all know, and given everything else that's happened, they were all acting at the behest and direction of the Obama White House. So my view is, if Trump's going to be prosecuted, Obama must be prosecuted, certainly investigated for prosecution, for these crimes against American citizens like President Biden.
That is a brilliant observation.
President Trump, excuse me.
Yes, a brilliant observation, Tom Fitton. And I didn't know where you were going to go with that, and I'm so glad I asked you about it, because I know that you're one of the few people who followed that story so deeply. And it's still unfolding, by the way. And since they did that in 2016, Tom, and since they did the cover-up over the Hunter Biden laptop story before the 2020 election, I know that your eyes are wide open and you're watching to see what they're getting, because they will try something. They will try something this election year, and the media will go right along with it because they're part of the scandal on a regular basis.
The same agencies are trying to jail Trump now.
Yeah.
You know, it's never stopped. Stopped.
And it's why we need Judicial Watch. That's why we need Tom Fitton to be there to continue to keep an eye on this stuff. Great, great reporting, or great discovery, I should say, more accurately, on this Mayorkas and the Secret Service story with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Continue the great work, please, Tom.